Hello.
Yes.
Hi, sir. My name is Jason, calling from Metro Research. We're conducting a brief survey about important issues facing your community and the nation. Sir, are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Sir, am I speaking to Jerry?
Yes.
Okay. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible. I really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Okay. Sir, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I always vote.
Okay, so is that a probably or definite?
That's always a definite.
Okay. Sir, to make sure we cover our ages equally, what is your age?
75.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
American.
Okay. Is it white, Caucasian,
black? It's American. African? It's American, okay?
Yes, sir. Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Totally dissatisfied.
Okay. Sir, now I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, please say so. The first one is charter schools from 0 to 100.
They're fine.
Okay, from the, which number would you give this one?
It depends on the charter school.
Okay. How about Donald Trump?
He did a good job while he was in there.
Okay, from 0 to 100?
It depends on who he's running against.
I don't know how you favor him or not. You're getting totally disrupted.
Okay, Moms for Liberty.
Ooh. Okay.
From 0 to 100?
They're doing okay.
Okay. How about woke culture or wokeism?
Well, you can forget about that.
That's trash.
Totally trash.
Public school teachers?
They've got problems.
Depends on the teacher.
Depends on the teacher, and you need to get rid of the CRT. And they need to pay attention to the parents.
Okay. The U.S. Department of Education.
What's that?
The U.S. Department of Education from 0 to 100.
What about it? Oh, you can forget it. 0.
Okay. How about Joe Biden?
It's totally a political organization, is what it boils down to. Now, what's this now? What's this last question?
Which number would you give Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Zero.
Okay. The National Education Association, or NEA?
Zero.
Okay, and public schools?
Well, you're depending on what state you're in.
Okay. Sir, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor.
Okay. Next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students? Would you say
the charter schools would do a better job?
I'd have to see the curriculum.
Okay. Would you say charter schools are somewhat better, or charter schools are much better?
It depends on which charter school, but all of them have got to be better than the public school.
They are a public school. I'd have to see the curriculum.
Okay. Okay, sir. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the
following? Very poor. Very poor. They don't even teach the three R's anymore. It's an indoctrinational program right now.
They don't teach history.
Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat well, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding to this topic.
Zero.
The first one says, grasp to academic basis of reading, writing, and math from 0 to 10.
Zero.
Okay. Develop critical thinking skills from 0 to
10. Zero. They're told what to think. It's zero.
How about develop social skills?
They don't have those social skills. None of them do. I know that for fact.
Personal experience.
Compete for and get good jobs in the future, global job market?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay. Understand the value of diversity and how negative and increasingly diverse worlds. From 0 to 10?
Zero.
And the last one says, be ready for higher education like college. From 0 to 10?
Zero.
Okay, sir. Sir,
you know, they don't even have basic skills when they go to college.
Yeah, he doesn't want your opinion.
Sir, would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Zero. They're working on it right now. It's zero right now.
Not enough.
Okay.
It's going to take a while for it to come up.
Sir, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
I'd be kicked out as soon as I came in.
They don't pay attention
to anybody in the board meetings at all. They consider themselves a lot more qualified than any of the parents.
Okay, so is this a yes or a no?
No.
Okay. Sir, how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I've heard about it, yes.
Okay, would you say a little or a lot?
I know what their curriculum is, yes.
Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education, which, would you agree or disagree?
CRT is politics.
Sir,
and it should be banned on, it should be banned in every school and college. It's political and it's to divide the population.
Okay. So would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
It is about politics. It's not mainly, it is about politics. There is no question about it.
Do you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
That it's about politics?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
It's all about politics. It isn't about anything else.
Okay, sir. How much have you heard, read, seen, or seen about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
About what?
Enough.
Okay. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
It has to be presented in the proper way.
They need to learn history.
They need to learn history in its totality. They need to know that Thomas Jefferson actually was going to get rid of slaves and slavery.
They need to know history.
Okay, so is that a somewhat agree or strongly agree?
They need to be taught properly on the subject, yes.
Okay. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
It depends on what they're doing.
No, that's not an either or
question. I mean, that's not an either or question. It depends on how they present it. We've actually had a situation where they had a teacher that made a 14-year-old recite a story that had cuss words in it and talked about parts of their body. And that is not right.
Okay. Sir, the last one says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree. They work for the parents. They do not work for themselves. They work for the parents. If they're a professional, they will do a job to prepare the kids and help the parents and be guided with a parent teacher association that actually pays attention to the parents.
Okay, sir. We're at 90%. Sir, I just wanted to thank you for taking your time off of your day to help me finish the survey. We're almost done, sir.
He's a Democrat.
Sir, now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one says, adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
It depends on the situation.
Okay.
If you're in downtown Chicago in a school, you may need that. But if you're in a rural area, you don't.
Gary,
Okay. Sir, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation, do you strongly support, somewhat support, strongly oppose?
I told you before, it has to do with the presentation.
Okay. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you support or oppose?
That's too broad a question.
It's too broad a question.
Okay. Increasing teacher pay?
If they deserve it. They don't deserve it right now.
Okay. And raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you support or oppose?
I support it.
Somewhat or strongly, sir?
Well, depends on what the restrictions are and what's required for the licensing. If you're going to make it to where they've got to be on a certain political stand in order to be in a license, that'd be a whole different story, wouldn't it?
Okay. Sir, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools.
I don't think emphasis should be on the blacks or whites or greens or yellows.
This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add...
There should be no emphasis on any particular race.
Okay, knowing this, sir, do you support or oppose the decision to add Black Studies unit to
I oppose the Black Study, unless they want to add on the rest of it, where you have the Irish immigrants and the indentured servants and the rest of the other stuff.
Okay, sir. So do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose. If you're gonna emphasize a particular race, you're out of the ballpark.
I want to know if he's a Democrat.
Sounds like you're a Democrat, that's for sure.
Sir, now I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you. 10 means that you find...
Who are you doing this poll for?
I'm actually calling from a cost center.
Yeah, okay, but who is sponsoring this poll? Who's paying your salary?
Vandemolo.
Who?
Vandemolo.
Is that an individual or an organization?
It's an individual organization, sure.
Yeah, okay. So who does he represent?
He doesn't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, sir.